Hey, Brian.
What's up, Luis?
Yeah, I don't know. had some. I guess we always have connection problems when we start connecting on this, man.
It's always like new and updated and stuff. Now there's
I don't
like
know
this.
About...
There's oh. like this. This female voice that tells me that I'm about to be connected, and I don't know. That's new to me.
I think it's always done that, Brian.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but before, like, you didn't actually, like, add my page or something like that. I don't know. I think we have to be friends for it to be easier. And I saw, like, before I wasn't able to select your name, and now I'm able to. Hey, so this is, like, background stuff, but, like, we use Anchor to do this podcast. It's pretty easy. So if you ever want to do a podcast, it's pretty easy. I would say do Anchor because it kind of does everything for you. But I just kind of saw, because it looks for your context first, and I see your name, and I've done it with Joshua before, and Joshua was just like, oh, there was this hot chick that was on there. But, yeah, apparently, my cousin Joshua thinks that chick's sexy, or hot, or something. I don't know. So what's up, man? How you been?
Not much, man. Just work has been busier, so right now I've kind of been busy apartment hunting, and it's kind of been a little stressful.
Apartment hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna go find an apartment?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying not to get one too much out of my price range, but yeah, it's kind of when I see something, it gets like it gets booked like immediately. So, pretty crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure you'll find something. What's it called? Have you tried looking into the outskirts of like a city? Like usually, if you go to the outskirts, you'll find something a little bit better, or like in weirder areas. Like I don't know. Like what was it called? Like less is the word rural? Rural.
Rural.
Is that the word? Like where it's like super busy and shit?
Yeah.
Like I don't know, maybe on the south side of town or something.
Yeah, well, I mean my job's like in town, so I didn't want to be like too far and have to drive.
Is it kind of a drive? Like how long does it take you?
Right now? I mean, because I'm closer to the expressway, I mean, it takes me about maybe like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, what's it called? They have some like real deep in the city and like the I think my uncle was living in like the downtown area. And he said, but like he had like neighbors, like the neighbors just basically just added like a piece to their house, right? But it was like a one bedroom y todo eso. And I think he was paying like maybe like $200 a month. No, 200 or 300, man. I don't know. But it was like pretty nice. It was just like really small. But he moved out really quick, so I don't know. I guess it just wasn't really working out for him.
Yeah, I don't think it ever works out with those people that build a piece, like a sublet on their house or whatever, and they try to rent it out. It's just, I feel like it's weird.
It's very odd, and I don't think it's very efficient. So, like, for example, like, I don't think you've met my friend Ali, but, like Ali was moving out, too, and I helped him move out, and it was, like, a one-bedroom, but it was, like a big one-bedroom. Like, that other bedroom just went forever, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of set up like my house, like, you know what I mean? It's got, like, the one main bedroom, kitchen, living room, and then there's just, like, this other weird bedroom, like, on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
But what it was originally a house, and they knocked like, what's it called? Like half of one wall down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they expanded it to where it looks kind of like a pinwheel. So it starts like a kind of like a block in the middle and then a pinwheel on the outside. And then they turned it into four apartments. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like one goes out like that. I don't know. Like when we were in there, it was always just like real hot. Like it just felt like hot all the time. Oh, hey, by the way, this is the Audio Syncratica podcast. We're where two friends find apartments. And but yeah, man. Yeah, apartment hunting is kind of fucking weird, dude. Like, I think I've even tried like those websites and stuff, and well, fuck. It's just real awkward, man. And then like they show you some shit, or I don't know, you could do some like university apartments, but then you have to share with other people, you know?
Yeah.
Because the way they're set up is it's just like, I think you have like one main living space and you just have your one private space. And that's weird. Like, imagine if you just want to watch, like, I don't know, a movie, and then somebody is just like, but I want to play Xbox. How does that work?
Yeah, I don't think that does work.
Like, does everybody just watch a movie?
Or just watch someone play Xbox?
Well, fuck. I don't know. Sometimes that seems cool. Sometimes it doesn't. Because, like, I don't know. When I was going to school, like university, like, they had, like, game rooms and stuff like that. And people would watch movies, like, or in the quad or whatever the fuck. And they would watch movies and eat the lesso. But, I don't know. It seems like fun. Sometimes, that's the whole thing about Twitch. Like, when you're doing, okay, when you turn on Twitch, all you're doing is watching somebody else play a video game that you have no interest in playing, but just kind of like, hey, you know what? The story seems pretty cool. That's kind of what I do. Like, have you used Twitch before?
No, I've never. I'm not really into watching people playing video games.
It's kind of weird, man. I don't fully get it. I gotta be honest. But I guess people are into like the whole like esports live and stuff. I sign up for a lot of ESL esports live tournaments, but I just never. So like, let's say it's my time slot. I forget that like I'm hungry and I want to go for a run. So that always happens. What's it called? I just came back from. I've actually been improving on my running. And I lost like quite a bit of weight already. I think I lost like 30 pounds, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think I weigh like 240 now. No, I don't think I weigh 240. Last time I checked, I weighed 240. I'm just trying to be modest. So, like, I picked up a hitchhiker the other day, and that was kind of fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it the first time you've ever done that?
I've done it before, but this was, like, the creepiest. Well, no, I mean, fuck. Well, here, let me start off by this. Like, have you ever picked up a hitchhiker? Is it weird?
Yeah, that is weird, and I've never picked up a hitchhiker before.
Oh, man.
I've watched too many scary movies to see where it...
Dude, this is exactly where it went. Like, I don't know. I pick up, like, okay, like, I'm not... Oh, man. It's because, like, I remember when I didn't have a car and I would just walk around everywhere. And, like, you know, because I lived in the city, so it was just pretty much easy to get around everywhere. Everything I needed was just, like, really close by. But yeah. Whenever I need a ride, like, you know, people would just be, like, nice and just be like, hey, like, do you want a ride? Like, well, yeah. Like, I mean, that if you don't mind. It's like, yeah, I just need to go down the street. Like, are you cool taking me? It's like, yeah, of course. But, like, I mean, I remember a long time ago, I picked up this one dude, and then, like, he had, like, a big case of beer. And I didn't realize that. That was just some old man just carrying cans or whatever. It turns out it was just, like, a full case of beer, and he'd just been drinking all day. And it just felt really awkward. And it was just, like, I think I was, like, 18. So I was just like, oh, okay. And then, like, there was other times where I just, like, pick up people, like, and they just need to go somewhere short. And I'm just like, here, let me just take over here. Like, I've picked up people that I know, like, straight up know. Like, do you remember this guy named Nick?
Man, no, I can't
see that. He didn't go to school with us. He was named Nick Garza. Or I think Nick Garza. Negrasia? I don't know. You know what? I don't think his last name was Garza. Maybe it was something, like, really cool, like Santino.
Sounds like it. Kind of thinking that in my head.
Santino sounds like something I should know by now.
Some kind of edgy Nick. I mean, Nick sounds like an edgy name.
Nick. Nicholas.
Nikolai.
Nikolai is like Russian, no? Super no. Russian.
Exactly. Nikolai.
Oh, you know what? You know what's like dope as fuck? Better than Nikolai? Nikolai. The fuck is that, dude? this shit ends the same. Like, it ends with, like, a fucking vowel, but shit, man. All those consonants between just fuck you up. Speak a lot. So I remember a long time ago, I picked up this one guy, and he had, like, a case of beer, and it felt weird, and he had, like, this stick, and he was just, like, really drunk, and he was just like, I use this stick, and I hit the shit out of these dogs that bite me when I'm going to get beer. And I was like, oh, okay. And I dropped him off at his house. And I was like, okay, that was pretty fucking weird. But this is probably the weirdest time, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm starting to see why people don't pick up hitchhikers. So I was on my way to work, okay? I carpool, so I drop people off or whatever. And then, like, it's on my way home. And between, like, where I drop people off and on my way home, I saw somebody just standing on the side of the road. And I don't know. I remember that feeling just, like, standing on the side of the road where I'm just resting and I'm just like, oh, man, I can't. Not like hoping that people would stop by, but if this guy stops, like, oh, I don't mind. I would just go, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just need to go down the street. Like, fuck. Like, would you rather walk like a mile or would you rather just like have somebody drive you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like logical to not want to walk.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Uber, but without like pain. I mean, like, I had cash and stuff, but I mean, I was just walking around. Or, I mean, I think this well, there was times where I was unemployed, so I might not have had cash at that time. Anyways. So I pick up this lady, she's just like staring like across the street, and then she has this bag, and I thought she had a dog with her. I was just like, oh, so this lady has a dog, so she must be like kind of trustworthy, like, you know, she keeps this dog with her. So she gets in, the dog's not hers, it's just some random stray that's just like been there for a while. And I shit you not, this lady was just staring at the other side of the road. So when she gets inside the car, I ask her where she needs to go. She tells me like somewhere that's like 50 miles away, dude. I'm just really? Like, yeah, I'm just like, dude, like that's across like I think about 6 different towns before I actually get there. I don't think I could take you there, but here's what I can do. There's a gas station down the street. I'm pretty sure you'll get a lot more foot traffic than this country road, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so she's cool with it, right? And then she's just like, so where are you coming from? It was just like, oh, from work. It's like, where do you work? I was just like, I don't know if I want to answer that. Like, right? And then, like, immediately afterwards, this chick is just like, you know, hitchhikers sometimes kill people. I'm just like, fuck! Oh, man! And then I just, like, chuckle, like, I hope you don't kill me. Because, like, you know, this is the time where I'm realizing, like, you know, like, I'm not very big, but I'm not very small. But I'm just like, dude, this lady's, like, got, like, some mass on her, you know what I mean? Like, she could probably take me on if she wants to. And I was just like, oh, fuck, like, what's going to happen? But, like, I don't know, like, I'm, like, a mile down from my house. So it was a pretty, like, awkward, like, half-mile drive to Stripes. So that was pretty weird. I don't know. I don't think I want to pick up hitchhikers again.
Basically. I would be more worried about her being some kind of gypsy and, like, putting some kind of fucking voodoo on you. It's a good thing you don't have any hair because...
Oh, fuck off, asshole. No,
she didn't... She wouldn't have anything to, you know, make some kind of fucking doll.
She just, like, opens up my shirt and just grabs my chest hair. Like, bitch, what now? Fuck, you thought because you had no hair, I couldn't, like.
Create some kind of spell. I don't know, what are they doing?
Like, witchcraft? Like, you didn't do that? Put a spell on you? You know how far away Halloween is, bitch? This is pretty close to a Halloween movie. Oh, hey, Purge is getting a series. I don't know. I just found that out a little while ago.
I'm kind of is it like before, like a prequel kind of thing, or
I think they're all prequels at this point. Like, I don't know. Like, every time like a new Purge comes out, it's just like, well, guess what happened before that?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you're right.
Like, it's been like that a few times. It's like you thought it was over, but there's another twist. It's the election year, bitch! Like, I don't know.
It's only the beginning.
You forgot that this happened somewhere. Everything has a beginning.
And even that beginning has a beginning.
It had another beginning before that. This was the impetus of the grain of sand. You know what I mean? Just like, what is matter now? Like, fuck.
Yeah, but... I don't know. This kind of happens every time a Purge comes out, or every Halloween, I guess. It kind of like that with like the Saw movies. It was just like, hey, there's another Saw movie. Hey, there's another Purge movie. Ah, well, fuck it. I'll go see it. Like, I don't know, but
it's.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
Huh?
Besides the first one, I don't think I've seen any of them.
I think I've seen two of them, and I forgot what the second one was about. I don't even think it was like the second movie. I just know that people go out killing, and then, like, I don't know, people think that's, like, really cool or some shit. So, every time I see, like, a Purge film, I think it's, like, it looks, like, pretty cool. It looks like it makes one it looks like it wants to make a political statement, but usually that political statement just kind of sucks. Like, I don't know. It doesn't vibe well. Like, I don't know. It's supposed to be, I feel like it wants to be social commentary, but it's just not hitting the nail where you feel me? Like, I don't know. It doesn't feel right. Like, I don't know. It feels like it wants to hit like a bunch of notes and still be a horror movie, but it doesn't feel, it feels like it's trying to do too many, like a jack of all trades, but not really nailing a single one, like not being a good horror movie. I think the suspense or like the surprise thrills are there, but it's not hard to do that. If you just make a loud noise in a very quiet scene, it's pretty easy to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's not much surprise into it. But yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen enough of it to know anything about what they're trying to do in those fucking films.
Well, there's this, like, new trope. Like, you know how there's, like, there's always that thing, like cell phones basically kill every horror movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a cell phone, it's just like, well, fuck, I'll call somebody. Yeah. Well, like, instead of, like, having, like, no signal where that's, like, less likely, because, I don't know, like, it's starting to become, like, a lot less likely where you just don't have signal. Like, you might not have internet, but you might be able to call somebody, you know?
Yeah.
That's or, like, likely. God forbid Rome is, like, dude, like, I don't know, if I'm about to get killed, like, it's worth it, dude. I'll roam. You know what, dude? I'm starting to think about this bullshit, like, in high school. Like, I remember just, like, crossing the cafeteria, and I would be roaming. And that would piss me off because, like, I don't know. Anyways, like, yeah, we've come a long way. So I remember in high school, like, I would be, like, somewhere inside, like, inside our school, and I would be roaming, and I would get, like, roaming charges. But, like, shit, it's worth it at that point. But the new trope is that, like, a dead cell phone battery. You know, I think, like, The Verge did, like, a story on it. And I think it's pretty cool because they're talking about the have you seen the movie Get Out?
I have not seen that one either.
Oh, man, you should watch Get Out. It's, the twist is kind of weird. I don't really buy it. Like, it seems kind of weird, but I really enjoyed the movie. I think it's as good as people say it is. Like, it's one of those movies that hold up, you're just like, dude, what the fuck? But, so what happens is, like, so this guy, like, the main guy, like, the French dude, or whatever, he's what he ends up doing is like he's gonna charge his cell phone. So later on, like there's this housekeeper or whatever, and she goes in and like he's like he finds his cell phone and you know how like when you charge your phone you kind of like knew it was charging. Well, he goes back to his phone like while he's taking pictures and stuff, and it's like unplugged, and then suddenly he gets into like a really really like odd conversation with the house lady and just like, did you unplug my phone? He's like, why would I unplug your phone? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh shit, like I could have swore, like he has this sense like I could have swore you unplugged my phone, just like, and then like reality sets in, just like, well, why would she unplug my phone? Like, what does she gain out of this? Well, little did you know, like it turns out into something big, and that's how kind of it starts. But like a dead cell phone battery is a lot more
plausible.
Yeah, plausible. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of like, I don't got no signal, like, oh, why do we drive into the desert, like the middle, like fuck? I don't know, man. But yeah, so I picked up The Hitchhiker, and I don't think I want to do that fucking shit anymore. And like, I don't know, that lady, like, I don't know, man. Like, it just, I don't think I want to do that shit anymore, dude. Like, it really creeped me out. Not to, like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not scared or anything like that, but it it concerned me. Like, let's say I had like my girl like in there, like, you know what I mean? Like that fucks me up. So I'm gonna think a little bit more about that next time I do that. Or I'm not gonna do that shit at all, is what I meant to say. Fuck that. Yeah. So the moral of the story is just like, don't, if you feel that out of the kindness of your heart, like, I mean, I would say do it. Like, I would say do it, but fuck, man. Like, I don't know. It just takes that one time to make you not want to do it again. And I just never had those one times enough to, like, you know, make me just like, oh, well, it's not worth it. That one dude was kind of, like, close, but I was just like, I don't know. If I was drunk and walking around, had nothing to do, and had, like, a dog beating stick, yeah, I think I'd be kind of crazy, too. But, yeah. I don't know. I come into contact with people that I find I tend to find very odd, and they happen to just be around me. I don't know. Like, fuck. But yeah. So don't pick up hitchhikers, please. what's it called? I think NASA wants to send some fucking people into space, and within a decade, I think it's. By decade's end or within a decade, something like that. I read that story. First of all, are you one of those people that believe that the moon landing is fake?
Man. I want to say no.
The fuck do you mean you want to say no? Do you or don't you? That's so weird to answer it that way.
No, because I want to say no because I really don't have any like proof or anything to say that it was fake, so.
Okay. Like, but that's you. Like, you're not, like, I don't know. I don't want you to feel, like, coerced. It's like, fuck. Because I feel like you're skeptical.
It's there.
Like, I'm getting that vibe off of you.
Yeah, I'm always skeptical about things that I have to deal with, you know, our government or whatever. But, you know, if I don't have any... you know, proving points, and I can't really go against it.
Okay. I believe the landing is real and shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't really question. Then I sound stupid, right? Like, I don't really question it. I mean, but like, if you show me something that where it's like, oh, hey, so like, this is like, hey, what the fuck? Like, where it's not just like, hey, look at this speck on this camera. Like, what the fuck, right? Like, I don't know, when I see that shit, like, I'm just like, nah, dude, like, I don't really want to buy into your bullshit. But you have to, like, really convince me, like, you know what I mean? You have to have, like, I don't know, you have to fucking convince me, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to convince me, like, but, like, I believe that we've gone to space, and I don't know why we didn't return. I'm sure there's, like, a good story somewhere there, and I just didn't research it enough. But, I would like to think, like, you know, space travel is imminent for the human race. And I don't know. I'm excited. Like, I'm not super heavy on the science stuff, but like, I like learning about, like, you know, science things. But I think it's kind of cool that we're going to go back into space. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's what America kind of like did. Like, you know what I mean? Like the space race and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool that we're going back into space. To the moon instead of just keep on trying to go to Mars and stuff. Well, you know that there was like that interview process that they had, that they were going to send people to Mars, but they weren't going to come back.
The one way trip.
Yeah. Fuck. Would you go to the moon?
Honestly, I'd be. Yeah.
You would.
Yes, for sure.
But like, what if you like? Because you can return from the moon, right? Like, it wouldn't take. Yeah. Would it take like a long time?
What do you mean?
Like it takes
to come back from the moon?
Yeah, it takes like a while.
I would be cool with that.
But it's not like, but I'm saying it's not like a day trip. Like you'd be gone for like a year, right?
Yeah.
But you'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I want them to pay.
Yeah, I know what you were trying to say.
Oh, okay.
I would be cool with a one-way trip to Mars, even if I don't survive or whatever.
The fuck, dude? Like what is wrong with you? Why do you want to go though?
I don't know, because... Not that I want to go, but...
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, like... so, like, if you had the chance to go to Mars and you were trying to... Like, let's say I was NASA. Like, why would you want to go?
Yeah.
Like, tell me why would you want to go. I'm not trying to be, like, judgmental and shit, but, like...
No, I know. It's just something that even the richest person on Earth wouldn't have experienced.
Okay. You want that exclusive, like, oh, first.
Yeah.
That seems pretty cool, man.
I wouldn't say I would be the first, but that's, like, something rare.
Dude, if I was going and it was a one-way trip, dude, I'd be fucking first. Dude. Like, shit, dude. I'd move people out of my way. I was like, dude, what the fuck, dude? It's a one-way trip. I'm, like, the youngest person here. Well, like, I don't know. Like, even, like, the people that work on the rockets and shit don't want to go. You know what I mean? Like, I think NASA's, like, actual employees are going. That's why they're asking for volunteers. But you're knowing
that... they know it's a suicide mission, that's why.
What's that? Okay, like, if you live a long and happy life on another planet, like, is that still a suicide mission?
Well, right now,
I don't think it's possible. Legit question. Like, is that still considered a suicide mission? Like, I'm not kidding around.
I mean... right now, if they know that you can be able to live there, then maybe not, but I don't think we're at that point yet.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but it's just like, let's say they have enough supplies to like they send them with enough supplies to last, like, I don't know, 50 years.
Well, it's always a suicide mission because of the fucking, of the rocket ship itself. Like, it's usually never 100% guaranteed that you'd even make it out of the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. It's just hard getting out of the Earth's atmosphere. Like, that's just a struggle by itself. Because, like, once you're in space, like, you have, like, thrusters. Like, it isn't, like, if you move one direction, like, there's no friction or anything that's going to keep you from going. Like, if you spin, you're going to keep on spinning at the same speed. Like, nothing's going to slow you down. Like, that's the shit that trips me out, dude. Like, fuck, man. Like, do you remember? Oh, what was that movie? It was with George Clooney. The Dark Side of the Moon. No, Crater. You know what I'm talking about?
With George Clooney?
Yeah, George Clooney and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay. Shit. What was it called?
It was really good.
I did see it. Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. I forgot that George Clooney even came out in that movie.
Yeah, it's because he died in like the first 15 minutes, dude. Like, I'm not surprised. But the reason I remember him so much is because, like, the dead him keeps on coming back. Because, like, he's dead, right? Like,
yeah. She just keeps on
hallucinating him.
She just keeps, hallucinating. Gravity. Yeah, there we go.
Gravity. Okay, you were looking it up too. Oh man. So yeah, Gravity. That one was pretty good. There's some stuff that's just like kind of like out there. Like, have you heard of that guy's channel, the Movie Sense?
No,
he's got a YouTube channel, and he's just like, oh, he tells you, like, in a playful way, he just gives movies, like, sins, like, I don't know, like, he'll say some, like, random, like, stupid stuff. He's just like, he'll explain, like, what plot holes or weird twists in a movie that shouldn't be there, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I wish I could explain one. Okay, so, like, there's one scene in Gravity where they're, like, really far apart, and he's just like, oh, I'm gonna leave. Blah, blah, blah. I think I'm gonna like blah blah blah. Where like all she would need to do is just like tug him to like have him back. Like, you know what I mean? Like it wouldn't take that much. Cause like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Force is infinite in space.
Gravity.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of like, dude, there's no friction out there. Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, not like friction and movement. I have a hard time putting thoughts into words. But, like, the fact that you spin and that you don't stop spinning unless something else stops spinning you, and that thing might spin, like, just hard as well, too. Like, fuck, dude. Like, like, that freaks me out. Like, that's why, like, I don't know, fire and explosion shit in space is, like, real dangerous. It's all real interesting. But, yeah. The fire thing is true, though. Like, fire would just spread around like that. That's one of the things that I was seeing on CinemaSins. And, like, science and shit. Like, I think that Neil deGrasse Tyson did that one. I think that's why it was so interesting. But, yeah. Shit. I would go to the moon, man, but fuck. Would you want to be an astronaut? Would you just be, like, want to be, like, a volunteer? Would you want to be a passenger? You know? Like, what type of traveler would you want to be? An explorer? A traveler? Or a commuter?
Just someone who's there. I don't want to have to do work.
Well, you'd have, dude, like going to space is a lot of work, dude. Like, what? You think you're just gonna fucking sit down and they're gonna let you go? Like, well, like, I mean, at
Yeah, I
least
mean
for a decade mission.
they can control it from Houston, and I'll just be along for the ride and see
Not
if
the way that shit
I live.
works, dog.
Yeah,
Like,
I
that is
know.
not the way that shit works, but I. Oh my gosh, this is the first real conversation I've had all week.
Or I could just be the guy, the real astronauts, be like, you want to get down and check first? I'll be like,
They're
oh,
always asking me to
okay.
check ships. Like, hey, dude, like, I don't know if, like, Mark shit or not. Can you check first? All right.
Yeah.
Can you take a shit? Nah, fuck. Well, like, let's say you had to have a job. What job would you take? Like, a legit job? Like, would you be, like, pilot? The guy that does rocks. The biologist.
The geologist?
The engineer.
Is that what they're called?
Huh?
A geologist, right?
Yeah, I was really looking for that. Like, I was really searching for that word, dude. It just didn't come up. It was like, you know what I was gonna say, dude? I was gonna say geo dude, like, like fucking Pokemon.
Actually, yeah, I think I would want to be that
The
because,
geo dude.
yeah, because once you get there, they're just like, hey, geo dude, come check what this is. And you're just like, yeah, you know, I don't know, I've
Fucking
never
they're
seen it
next to
before.
Bill Nye the Science Guy and the Geo Dude. Like, every guy that's a scientist is Bill Nye the Science Guy. I don't give a fuck. And then there's Geo Dude. Like, and like the captain of the ship is like, who the fuck is this guy, dude? He's like, oh, fucking joke, dude. I have 6 degrees and he calls me Geo Dude. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't take that shit. Oh man, but yeah, I don't know. I would be the geo dude too. Like, fuck, is that a rock? Shit, I'll take it back with me. We'll take samples, two of them. Is this shit, Mark? Fuck you, Mark. I don't know.
They're like, you know, we're not going back, right?
Hey, fuck you, geo dude. Fuck you, Mark. Oh man. I have like another topic, but I don't know. I don't think it'll top that. But it's because like I was thinking about getting like every once in a while I think about getting like an Xbox because the multiplayer is pretty badass, and Xbox is coming out with like a subscription, and it seems pretty badass. I don't know. I think I want to get in. It's like a subscription, as in like I'm not talking about like Xbox Live, but you get like an Xbox One. Xbox One S or an Xbox One X. If you get the One S, it'll be like, shit, how much? I think it's like 20 some bucks a month. And you get Xbox Live and the Xbox. And once you're done, like, the Xbox is yours.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And if you get the Xbox One X, which is like the one that's like, I don't know, 800, I don't know how much an Xbox One X, but I know it's like really expensive. It's a lot more than a PS4 Pro, but
oh, is it really? I was thinking they were the same set, same price, like $500 or something.
The PS4 Pro, I think, is $399. Like,
is it?
Last time I checked, dude. Well, like the regular price, if there's no sale or anything like that, I'm pretty sure it's $399.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, you know what? Let me check fucking Best Buy. PS4 Bro, no Pro. I think. Oh, dude, like, oh, that's a special edition. So it's $399. There's a special edition that's, like, 2 terabytes, but that's, like, $500. That's when you're going to that territory. Actually,
yeah.
Dude, I really want to get that Spider-Man special edition console.
Hell, yeah.
It's not available in
really
stores. It's not available for online pre-order, but I can't, so, yeah. I'm sorry, I got really distracted. Like, it looks really cool. I'm going to get Spider-Man for sure as soon as it comes out.
Did you ever see the PlayStation, how was it? It was called PlayStation 500 or some shit like that.
The fuck are you talking about? No, what was it?
Or PlayStation, it was a PlayStation Pro, but It was just like a limited edition looking console. I think it was called PlayStation 500, PlayStation 5000 Gold, or some shit like that. I forget the name.
Did it recently come out?
But
because I think that's the one that just barely came out, dude.
I don't know if it did.
But can I try?
And if it did, huh?
It's because it says PlayStation 4 Pro 2 TB. 500 million limited edition console bundle, translucent blue.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Because that one's the one that came out, but it says translucent blue, dude, but it doesn't look like the way I want it to. Like, I don't want to see, like, straight through that shit.
I don't. Oh, okay.
But I don't know, like, isn't that
cool? I thought that looked cool.
You thought the way it looks like, because it says translucent. Like, I feel that's, like, I feel misled. Because I'm looking at it right now, and I want to see through that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
there's some pictures that you can't see through it. I don't know.
Oh yeah, there is.
And so does a controller.
Like, I like the gold accents. Like, this is one of the few. Well, they're bronzish actually. Like, I like that a lot better. I think bronze is a pretty good color on dark backgrounds. Excuse me. The controller I can kind of see through. You know what? It does look badass. Fuck.
Is it still available? The last I checked, I mean, I don't think it was like sold out.
No, I think it's just listed on here, just so Best Guy could be like, hey, you remember this thing that you could have pre-ordered like a few months ago? It's still here, but you can't get it. Like, well, look.
I didn't even know it was out for pre-order until like it was sold out. Like, I didn't even hear about it until then. And then when I looked, I was like, dude, they're sold out. Because when I saw it, I was just like, I want it. Like, I want to
look at that, dude. Like, we're like so hardcore, dude. Like, there's an Xbox for like $20 a month, and we're just like, nah, I think I'd rather get the fucking like $400 PlayStation Pro, like, right out. Like, I want to get a PlayStation Pro, like, for sure. But I want to get the Spider-Man edition. Looks badass, dude. Like, if anything, I want to try to maybe snag one at the store. Because, like, dude, like, over here, dude, like, it's really easy to get like those special editions, dude. They stay there at Best Buy and they just stay there for a while here, man. I should buy one and just, like, resell the fuck out. Oh, dude, the box looks badass. Who's the main guy? Are you going to get Spider-Man?
Yeah, I'm going to buy the game.
I want to get the Spider-Punk. That's why I want to get it, like, because I get paid on the first, dude. Like, I want to go to Best Buy and just be like, can I pre-order this game? And then they give me all the free stuff. Or do it online. I don't like this anymore, yeah. Man. I'm starting to find that out. I've been buying all my shit online, dude. Like, I don't like fucking with discs anymore. I don't know. Well, I do know why, dude. Because a lot of my discs, like, they don't get scratched. But my daughter, like, takes them out, dude. And she starts playing with them. And they get all dirty. It's really hard to scratch a Blu-ray. But I don't know. Lately, my PS4 has been fucking up. I think it's, like, the disc reader or something like that. It's because Joshua broke it or something like that, and the disc reader has never been, like, the same. He paid to get it fixed, and then, like, I got it back, and it's still kind of like, I don't know. Sometimes it turns on, like, real violently and just, like, shoots it. Like, it doesn't shoot out my game, but it's, like, as much of a shove that little disc tray could do. Like, the disc comes out, but it kind of, like, falls out, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. It's like romantic. It usually stops at a certain.
It goes like dee 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 dee, and then then you hear the disc drops. Like, dude, what the fuck? It's usually like, you know, when you eject it stays there on the disc. Nah, dude, not with this one. Yeah. It's just like, fuck your disc, bro. But yeah, that's why I've been buying stuff digital, man. I don't fucking like that disc shit, dude. It's been pissing me off. But yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about getting a fucking Xbox, dude. But there's not that many exclusives, man. If anything, like, there's all the exclusives are on PlayStation 4, man.
I mean, it's nice to have both. I wouldn't disagree with that.
But, bro, like, if you think about it, like, in your head, dude, like, I have $2,000. Like, I have $1,000 worth of gaming, and I don't game that much, dude.
I don't, personally, so... That's why I wouldn't get both, but if I did game a lot, I probably would get both.
I mean, I think Vince games more than both of us, like, combined. Like, Vince games a lot, dude. Like, I don't know, because, like, sometimes I talk to him, and I'm just like, you know what, I think I can afford an Xbox, and I'm just like, why the fuck do I want an Xbox? But then, like, I think about it, like, sometimes I want to get an Xbox to play with Vince. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck. Yeah. It's because, dude, that, but he said he was going to get a PS4, but I don't know. He said that, like, a year ago, too. I don't know, man. I think I said I was going to get an Xbox, too, but it's just, like, it's fucking hard, man. Like, this shit's just, like, I don't know.
That's the way I feel. Like, sometimes, like, I think when they showed that little teaser of Halo, I was just like, I can afford an Xbox, but I just never pulled the trigger. Just, like, I don't game that much to just want to buy it for that.
There's two games that I really get excited about, and it's, like, for Xbox, it's that Forza game.
Oh, yeah, the racing.
Yeah, that one looks pretty good. But then you got, but the thing is, you got Gran Turismo on PS4, dude. I don't know. I heard Gran Turismo is, like, the better of the two, but I don't know. Like, the Forza, the thing is, like, when I see Gran Turismo and Forza, like, I think Forza looks pretty badass.
Dude, Forza was when I got the first Xbox and Forza, they had Forza, dude, that game was amazing.
I remember playing what's called the original Xbox, or was it the 360?
No, it was the original Xbox. Oh, okay. And Forza looked amazing and played amazing.
I didn't have the original Xbox, but I think I played it on errands when we were friends too. But I don't know. But I remember playing. I remember playing Up Burnout, but I'm not sure if it was on the 360 when I had my own, or if it was on Aaron's Xbox. Dude, I remember those fucking controllers, dude. Fuck those controllers, man.
the original Xbox controller. Were,
dude, that shit was.
Those were fucking. Bad. It was. Gross.
That thing had a gut.
Like, how? It was not even ergonomically correct.
Who does that? Like, whose hands look like that? Like, I wanna mimic holding a bowl. Like, that's what it felt like, dude. Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I still think the GameCube controller is, like, one of the best controllers ever, dude.
Recently, it's called, the Nintendo Switch is releasing a controller for the Smash Bros.
Oh,
and it looks pretty cool. Looks really comfortable.
Oh yeah, dude, that one looks badass, dude. You know what? If I was gonna get a second console, dude, I'd get a Switch, dude. Like, for sure. I think I'd rather just get a Switch. Fuck. Yeah, I'd probably get a Switch.
Super Smash Bros. looks pretty gnarly, man.
I wanted to play that Zelda game, man. I don't know. I keep on wanting to get, like, a Switch or, like, a Wii, and I want to play a Zelda game. I skipped out on the Wii U and the Wii. Fuck, man. I haven't had a Nintendo product in a while, dude. It feels fucking weird. And that's because I think I had Nintendo products up until the Advance SP. I remember that shit. I mean, I was about to get a Micro, but I was just like, dude, I'm buying, like, a Game Boy every year. What the fuck? I had this, like, epiphany when I was, like, 12 and shit. Nah, man, but shit. I know I had a GameCube and I liked it, but then after that, I was just like, fuck this shit, man. Like, I don't know. Like, games would never come out on the GameCube, man. Like, it still happens now. Like, Switch games, like, you don't get any major releases, but they're starting to get, like, a lot of, like, really badass shit because it's a pretty badass console. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to get Fortnite, unless they already did, but...
I think they already got Fortnite. If they haven't already, dude, like, fuck. Have you played Fortnite?
Nah, man, it doesn't look like it's for me.
Have you tried?
Nah. I don't know.
I tried.
I'm just more into stuff that's just straightforward. And, like, when I see people play, they're, like, building walls while they're shooting other people. And I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, dude, like, there's, like, a different type of strategy for that shit, huh, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
I'm pretty sure I could get it. Like, I'm pretty sure if I played enough, I'd get it. But, like, do I want to?
That's the way I feel, too. I'm just like, I'm pretty sure I will, but I don't want to. So
my cousin Edgar.
That's my loss.
My cousin Edgar, he's pretty good at it, dude. And I play with him when I can. But when there's a difference between the way he plays and the way I play. Like, he builds a bunch of shit. Like, I hide behind the shit he builds, you know?
Yeah.
And even then, like, I lose, like, way before him. Like, it's because he's always moving around and shit and, like, building more shit. I was like, dude, like, fuck. What do I do? But he lent me this one game called Vampyr. I like that game a lot. It's kind of like one of those games where you're not really playing, but you're just kind of like, oh, man. Shit, what's a good example? It's like where you do like a lot of story trees. Have you played like Mass Effect or the Walking Dead game?
Oh, okay, yeah. A lot of like decision making.
Yeah,
and it just plays it out for you.
It's a little bit like that, but you fight people and shit too. The combat's not like the best, but like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like it's something to fill up. It's something to fill in between like all the story and stuff, but it's pretty cool. Like you're like some doctor or some shit, and you wake up and you're a vampire, and you're just like, dude, what the fuck? And it just goes like that. And like, of course, like you're Dr. Acula. You work at a hospital, and it's not likely that people will find out that you like suck on people's blood. But yeah, I've been digging on that lately. Like that's the only game, but it's like it's super easy to play. It's just like, oh, you know what? Like, I gotta find out these secrets about these people, and then I'm at it. You know what? It's actually kind of hard. It's easy because like you can find out a lot of stuff about people, but the hard part is just like, I want to kill somebody. You know what I mean? But I don't know who I want to kill, because like if you kill somebody, like their whole quest line goes, like they have like a bunch of quests like assigned to them.
Yeah,
but if you kill them, like all of them go away. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's this one crazy bitch, like I want to kill her. Like, you know what I mean? And then there's this one dude that's like was kind of like a dick to me, and I like the way he spoke to me like in the game, and I'm just like, dude, I'm a doctor. And I just felt like nobody speaks to me like that. Give me your neck. I'd be a really weird vampire. I'm realizing, just like, you spoke to me different. I'm sorry. You're going to have to, like, die. Because I'm hungry. But, yeah, that game's pretty good. I think the reason it's hard is because, like, I want to kill somebody, but I just don't know who yet. I've talked to Gladly about this, and it's just, like, a non-point. Like, I get to point zero pretty quick. It's just like, what do you mean? Just like, kill whoever. But I don't know. It's just not as fun.
You're like, that doesn't help.
It's not as fun that way, Claudia. You don't understand my gaming needs. Nah, dude. But it's pretty interesting. And I don't know if Anne Rice helped with it, but it's compared a lot to like an Anne Rice novel. Did you read any of those Interview with a Vampire books or anything like that?
No, I mean, I saw the movie, but I didn't read the book.
From what I've read, like from the book, I don't think it has like anything to do with the movie. I think there's like,
oh, really?
One dude. There's the guy, the Lestat.
There's no Bradley Pitt.
Lestat, like he's a real dude in the book.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Like, that's all I remember reading.
So there's no Bradley Pitt.
If he's there, I don't think they have the same name. Yeah, I don't think. Oh, dude, that's when what's her face? Spider-Man's ugly girlfriend.
Kirsten. Yeah.
Dunst. I don't know. I just don't find her attractive. I liked her in that movie though, Interview with a Vampire. I thought she was perfect for that role. But then after that, I was just like, I think that's why, dude. I see that little girl and how creepy she is. And I'm just like, oh, you're fucked up, aren't you? You had a dark soul growing up. You're an evil vampire with a dead heart. No, no. You're just Kirsten Dunst. Dude, it's because I saw that movie when I was real young and she was a little girl. And I was like, oh, hey, look at that girl. She looks like a little doll. And then she killed somebody. I was just like, you bitch.
I don't know. Yeah, she killed a hooker, I think.
She killed the fuck. And then she was like, blood on my shoes. Oh, when they killed the stat and he's like dying, he's like, he's gonna get blood on my shoes. No. And she's like, bitch, you orchestrated all that shit. You fucking, oh. She was so conniving. I think that's what I think I finally found the reason why I don't like Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, like towards like before her death, you're kind of wishing she would just die already.
Yeah, dude, and she died real gacho, no? She died in the sunset.
She got toasted.
Dude, if I spoil that movie for you listeners, I'm really fucking sorry, dude. But the book came out like 20 years ago,
So did the movie.
The movie came out. Yeah, the movie came out a long time ago.
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm fucking sorry, dude. It's been like 2 decades. Like, Vampire had like 3 kids in between there. Oh, dude. And I was like, I was at HEB. And like, I don't put the groceries in the belt. Like, Claudia likes to put groceries in the belt. Like, I don't know. Like, I do it wrong for her, some shit. But she likes to.
Where do you put it?
Like, you know, on the belt. Like, it's because she puts it in a certain order. And I'm just like, well, the order I got it is the order I'm putting it in. You know?
yeah. Oh, like, she
organizes it. Yeah. Like, she knows, like, oh, all this shit's off. And I'm just like, all right. I usually, I don't know. There's two reasons I like to go to HEB. One, like, I don't have to worry about that shit because the baggers will do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like to fuck with that. There's a reason I don't like to go to Walmart. I have to bag my shit at Walmart, and they look at you weird, and I'm just like, dude, do you know how much you're fucking up right now? I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. It feels real nice going to HEB, and then, dude, like, if you ask them, they'll like, go to your car and shit, and they'll put that shit in your car, you know? Mm-hmm. I like that shit. But I haven't done that. Oh, you know what? They have online grocery shopping, both Walmart and HEB. I thought that was pretty badass. Like, you can just pick up.
Yeah, they have that Express or whatever. Curbside.
Yeah, dude, it looks pretty rad. You just pick up a bunch of shit online, and then you just pick it up. I think right now they're not charging till September. So that's pretty badass, dude.
Isn't everybody a little trial, I guess?
I think it's because of school, but yeah, I think that's also, you know what, now that I think of it, it's probably more your thing, dude. Like, that would probably be a good, like, trial run. It's because, like, I think HEB tries to, like, compete a lot with Walmart, dude, but, like, well, Walmart's massive, man. They can only do so much. Like, I think they were trying to do, like, the self-checkouts, but it just hasn't rolled out in our area, like, you know what I mean, like, that well. And I think those lines, you can only have, like, 15 items. That's it.
Nah, dude, every time I go to self-checkout, dude, everybody has, like, their fucking shopping carts full of food. And no! I'm like, fuck, can you guys, like, you guys are doing it wrong.
They change that shit, dude. Like, the one that I like to go to, the Plus, dude, they're just like, what the fuck are you doing? That's 20 items. Get the fuck out.
Are you talking about Walmart or HEB?
Oh, wait. Walmart, it's.
I was talking about the Walmart self checkout. Like,
oh, okay, Walmart. Okay, at the Walmart self checkout, there's no 15 item thing. You take your whole cart.
Yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I just want to get this one thing and get the fuck out of here.
I'm the guy that takes the whole cart, Brian. I'm sorry, bro. You would be. But it's just like, I mean, like, if I see, like, okay, like, let's say you're behind me and you had a soda, it's just like, dude, I'm going to take forever, dude. Go. Like, let's be real, dude. Like, if one comes up, dude, that's yours. Or even if you had, like, a small basket, I let you go ahead, dude. Like, I know I'm going to be there for a while. And you know what? Like, since we're bagging it ourselves, of course, you know what? We need to organize it. So it's, like, more work. But
yeah.
I fucking love HEB, dude. Oh, so anyways, like, I don't know. So what I was trying to say is, so me and Claudia, like, look up and we see, like, you know, the National Enquirer, like, all those fake stories and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't mean it, like, it's such a weird thing to say, like, fake news and stuff like that, but, like, National Enquirer, like, dude, there's no breaking stories on, like, if there is, it's, like, rare, like, gotcha rare that you see them on National Enquirer. So, we see that thing where, like, I guess they're going through a divorce or something like that. And then, like, it was just this headline, the kids chose Brad. And it shows, like, it shows, what's her face? Angelina Jolie, like, all sad, Brad, like, with the kids and shit. It was just like, oh. And I was just like, oh, that sucks. And then Chloe was like, yeah, that does. I don't know.
But in reality, it's, like, the other way around.
Does it?
Yeah, she's actually trying to get more money from him. Like, for, like, child support?
Is she?
Yeah. Oh. She's trying to clean him out.
Why? Bradson.
I don't know. Like, they're both really wealthy. Like, she's one of the, you know.
I don't know. I would say she makes.
I think she just wants to hurt him.
Right? Like, a woman scorned. Like. Oh, man.
what is it called? Hell hath no wrath. Hell hath no wrath like a woman scorned. Is that the same?
Probably.
Like somebody's going to like come comment and just like, did you know that that actually means that women are devils? Like, that's what you said. Like, I don't think that's what I meant. But like, I mean, a woman's wrath can be really bad. Well, I don't know. Like, fuck. I don't like to get my girl, man. I'm just like, oh, fuck, man. Did I really piss you off? Like, shit. I didn't mean to. I don't know. I think I'm pretty good natured. But yeah, I don't know. That was pretty crazy. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Oh, dude, like, somebody I work with, like, they, I don't know, they're having, like, all these problems and shit. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, how can somebody have so many problems, like, so soon? Like, I don't know. Like, I know life happens, like, a lot, but it's just, like,
yeah.
It seems like this chick is just, like, causing, like, a lot of problems for myself. Like, I don't know. I want to say stuff, but I don't know. I doubt she'll listen to this. Anyways. Well, you know what? It's better not to say any names, right? Like, that's probably, yeah, that's the rule. Sorry, Nick. So, like, what was it called? Like, first of all, like, I don't think she has like, custody of kids or algo así. And it's, like, so weird. And I'm just like, dude, like, why wouldn't you want to have custody of your kids or algo así? Like, you know what I mean? Like, or something like that. Like, why wouldn't you want to have, like, your kids around? Like, why even have them? Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to be like that, like, you know, like, well, you should, I don't, that's my belief. You know what I mean? If I'm being insensitive, I'm sorry. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love my kids. Like, you know what I mean? If they aren't here with me, or if they're not here with me now, I'd want them with me, like, right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes a lot for me to get away from my kids. That's why it freaks me out. And just like, hey, like, what the fuck? Like, you don't want your kids or anything like that? Like, fuck. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you're not, like, responsible for your kids, or if you're not able to, like, you know, there's ways to do it. Like, people want to adopt kids, like, you know. Yeah, that's one of Hannah's toys. I don't think it's going to stop. I'm sorry about that. Shit. Like, you know, there's people that want to adopt kids and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? If you can't take your kids, like, well, why are you going to put your kid through that, you know? Yeah. But the foster care system is, like, a whole different story. Anyways, like, I'm trying to get into this stuff. So, like, she said, like, I think she said that she went to the beach by herself, and I'm just like, dude, why don't you take your fucking kid? Like, you know, kids like sand, you know, they like water too, right? Guess what's at the beach? Both of those things. I don't know, like, I'm just, and she said some weird shit, like, maybe I'm being judgmental, and I don't know, that's my opinion, I'm sorry. But she was just like, sometimes, like, a person has to be alone and shit, and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? When you have kids, that shit goes away real quick, dude. Like, fuck all you want, dude. Like, oh, man, you ain't got no time for yourself or nothing like that. Like, that's all for your kids, for the next generation, you know? And I don't know. It's just like, dude, what are you talking about? Just really freaked me out. And just like, I don't know. People are fucking weird, man. Like, I don't know. She, and I don't know. She was, like, crying all day, and I just really didn't understand. Like, I don't know. Like, it really made me feel awkward. I don't know.
Because you work with a bunch of females, don't you? So that's all you hear is, like, weird problems.
I wouldn't say it's just that. It's I'm actually, like, the only male. Like, I'm the only male. Like, we're in kind of, like, a training thing, but, like, I'm like, the only male there. I don't know why. This is, like, like, when people, like, I guess the instructors or trainers or whatever they're called, they'll come into the classroom and it's just, like, you're the only male. Just, like, I can see that. What, you think I got confused? Like, I know who I am. I know what I am. I have to just, like, I get it. It feels weird, but yeah. But she was, like, all crying, and it was just, like, I don't know. Like, it just, I don't know. When people do that, it's just, like, oh, man. I don't know. I feel you should just, like, really keep, like, personal stuff, like, personal as much as you can. Like, I don't know. Is that insensitive? Like, it probably is, right? I don't know. I really try to separate, like, home and work as much as possible, because, like, you know what, I want to leave work at work, and you know what, if anything bad happening home, I want to leave that at home too. So like, let's say something bad happened at work. If I leave it at work, but when I get home, I'm really happy to go home and see my daughter, see my girl and stuff like that. Or like vice versa. Like, yeah. Let's say something like really bad happened at home. It's like, I don't know, like, glad you didn't make me steak or some shit like that. It's like, you said you were going to make me some steak. What's wrong, Luis? Like, she didn't make me no fucking steak. That's probably what I would say, too. Nah, dude, but I wouldn't take that shit to work. It's like, hey, what's wrong, Luis? Like, shit, my chick didn't make me steak, Holmes. Well, what's wrong with that? Like, you don't fucking understand, dude. Like, I wanted, like, I was expecting that shit since, like, 6 in the morning, you know? She fucked me.
Oh, dude, like, I was gonna say that right now, dude. I swear, dude.
Oh, man. I remember that day, dude. Like, fucking John just like, dude, she fucked me, dude. I can't believe she made, what did she make? Like, lasagna?
No. It was a
hamburger.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, like, fuck off, dude. Like, who doesn't like, well, I don't know. I fucking love meatloaf. She's like, you made meatloaf? Okay, so the story is, like, Ryan's brother John, like, one day, like, they were at practice or something like that, and I was hanging out, and he was talking to his chick, and suddenly John, like, answers the phone, and just like, oh, you made hamburger? Like, and he answers like this, like, oh, you made hamburger helper? Oh, man, you fucked me! It was just like, dude, that was, like, a really, like, that was like a 0 to 80 reaction that wasn't necessary. Like, yeah. Fuck, dude, it's just meatloaf.
Yeah.
It's not like she was just like, I spilled rat poison in there. Like, oh, you fucked me. Like,
right when he ate it, oh, you fucked me. This tastes like rat poison.
Oh, I can't believe it. You fucked me. The next shirt. Like, with the next shirt? What am I fucking talking about? We don't have one shirt.
You know?
Let's make shirts.
I think you already have, like, 3 shirts in your head.
I do. I don't know. I feel like my destiny is to sell shirts, like, of, like, stupid shit that goes around in my head.
It reminds me of, like, at work, me and my coworker, the one that sits next to me, we're making, like, these rap albums, like, covers,
oh, dude,
for one of my other coworkers, and we're like, oh, this is gonna be your next you know, album cover or whatever, but yet you don't have any rap songs.
It's a breakout album.
Right? There's no songs.
Hey, what songs are on there? I don't know, dude. Like, it's coming soon, you know? Like, it's the pre-order. Dude, we need the Indiegogo before we can get them beats in there, dog. Oh, man. Well, man, I don't know. I think this is good. What do you think?
I think it's good.
All right, man. What's it called? You can check us out here on Anchor. Anywhere you can find podcasts, dude, just look up Audio Syncretica. We'd really appreciate it if you could rate, comment, subscribe, or anything like that. You can reach us both at Audio Syncretica, but it's spelled different on Twitter. It's at UDIOSYNCRATICA. If you have any questions or if you just want to say hi, I don't know. I like it when people say hi. Just say hi. Hello. I actually like hello. Hi seems lazy.
Whatever native tongue you speak.
Native tongue? Like, what the fuck? Like, speak Icelandic. Or, I don't know. Is that the language in Iceland? Iceland? I don't know, dude. I'm so uncultured. I think this is why people fucking hate Americans.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly why people hate Americans. It's just like, oh. Okay, like, I don't. If you speak French, like, I don't know, help me, dude. Like,
bonjour.
Can you translate first? dude, I know you have, like, I translate somewhere, dude. Like, come on, help me out. Help me help you. And if you have questions or if you have any suggestions, go ahead. Like, be mean. Be nice. I don't know. Say something. Just say something. Let us know how you feel. Okay? Okay. But, yeah, I think that's good, Brian. Well, you have a good day.
You have a good night, sir.
Good night, good day. I don't fucking know. There's still a day going on, right? Shit. Bye.
Somewhere out there in the world.
Now, there is. There's more day. Or, I mean, like, night. I don't know, dude. I'll catch you later on the flip side, bro.
All right, bro.